Meanwhile, healthcare insurance premiums in Alaska have increased by more than 90%, according to a new report from a national healthcare organization. KDLG's Mike Mason has the details.
Families USA and the Alaska Center for Public Policy have jointly released a report that documents changes in the cost of healthcare coverage in Alaska compared to changes in average earnings by Alaska workers. The report is called Costly Coverage: Premiums Outpace Paychecks in Alaska. Lawrence Wise is the executive director of the Alaska Center for Public Policy, which touts itself as a progressive Alaska-based think tank.
The cost of health care, depending on how you measure it, the very latest cost estimates are that health care in Alaska ranges anywhere from 50% to 100% greater than the cost of health care in the lower 48. Part of the reason is 60%, over 60% of all the insurance, the private commercial insurance sold here in Alaska is sold by one company. And between them and a second company, I believe something like 95% of the market is controlled by two companies. So the notion of competition for health insurance is really out the window. Monopoly describes it much better than competition from the health insurance point of view.
The new report shows that for individual health coverage, the worker portion of the annual premiums rose from around $370 to over $860 between 2000 and 2009, which is an increase of over 133%. The employer's contribution during that same time frame increased by about 86%. Weiss says the cost of health care insurance is taking a bigger and bigger bite out of the income of many Alaska families.
If you keep the cost of health insurance stable year to year, what's happening is you're having these much higher deductibles. You know, back in the old days, it was maybe a $1,500 deductible before your insurance dollar kicked in for the first insurance dollar for the family. Now, $5,000 is not uncommon. $10,000 is not uncommon. Well, families that can't afford high premiums certainly cannot afford those kinds of deductibles. So that's sort of like fake insurance. And of course, at the same time, many businesses, small, medium-sized businesses, are dropping health insurance altogether.
The new report comes as the Congress, the Obama administration, and state governments are struggling to figure out the best way to put in place health care reform. Weiss hopes the state of Alaska will not wait on a federal reform plan.
You know, the fact is people need health care now. I mean, there's around 130,000 Alaskans that don't have health insurance and presumably don't have access. And there's a lot more that have health insurance that's pretty much unusable and don't really have real access to health care. So we really need to do whatever we can at the state level to give people real access to health care, regardless of what happens at the federal level, because we don't know what will kick in and we don't know when. And anything we enact at the state level can be undone. It can be changed, in any way necessary to conform with the new federal situation.
You can find the new report on healthcare premiums in Alaska online at familiesusa.org. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.